What is going on, Straight to Voicemail Nation? Doesn't matter if it's maybe Lamar Jackson, maybe it's Coach John Harbaugh, hon. Doesn't matter who it is, send that shit straight to voicemail. I won't keep you long this week. I am two sheets to the wind. I'm a little loaded. I just had to come on and talk about a quick celebrity sighting that we had this evening out and about for the Ravens. We went to the Jimmy's tailgoat. Actually, double celebrity sighting. Tailgoat. It was actually, I hate to be honest, I'll never return to the tailgoat, the Jimmy Seafood tailgoat. It was $70. This is a hot take, by the way. $70. It was terrible. Not worth the money. The food was like, the food used to be like really good. The band was horrible. The cigars, all you could smell was straight diarrhea cigars, as my friend Ellen said. They smell terrible. They're fucking disgusting. I hate the smell of cigars. They gave me a headache. They put me in a grumpy mood. I'd rather pay $5 for some White Claws and go to Lot H and party the day away than spend all that money on the tailgoat. So don't waste your money there. Go to the restaurant, because great food. I don't want to shit on Timmy's. But the tailgoat was not a great experience, except I got to meet the hot dog guy, and I'm totally banking on his name right now because I'm loaded. Oh, my God. What's his name? Well, anyway, I'm going to post a picture of him probably tomorrow of me, because I got a picture with him, the guy that eats all the hot dogs on the 4th of July. He's really cool. He was super drunk. And I was like, do you like podcasts? And he was like, not really, man. So then I didn't give him a business card because he said he doesn't like podcasts. So I didn't invite him on the podcast, but he was super cool. I can picture him right now. But I can't think of his name. Guy that eats hot dogs. Joey Chestnut. Okay, there it is. I googled it. So clearly I'm not his biggest fan, but I met him, took a picture, and celebrity sighting number one. Then we didn't go to the game. We went, obviously, to the Purple Patio, the greatest place on earth. Fuck Disney, as we like to say. So we went there, had a grand old time, and then everybody ditched. My group clearly was on old people medicine because they were so boring. Shout out to you guys. So then I was at the Purple Patio, had to regroup, find some new friends. So I went over to the Charles, second floor, partying. Ravens could score a touchdown, and then all of a sudden they're like, my friend Marissa, shout out Marissa, I hope you listen. She was like, oh my gosh, Ray Rice is coming. And I was like, Ray Rice? Like, what do you mean Ray Rice? Like, is he? And then I was like, can I be excited? Like, should my heart be racing because I'm excited? So then all of a sudden you see Ray Rice come up to me and we're chatting. And I was like, maybe I'll get a video of him. And then all of a sudden I got the kahunas to be like, can I have a selfie? And I think he was just super high. And then he was like, sure. Well, he didn't say that. That's a total lie. He barely said any words, but he was like, sure, like, gave me the head nod. So I got a nice selfie with him, which is juxtaposition to the last time I tried to get a selfie with a Ravens player at the Charles, because it was Alex Collins day before game day, and he gave me the stiff arm because he wasn't supposed to be there, and I caught him red-handed at the Charles. Different story, different day, different hour, but maybe I'll find that and can post that one and show you Alex Collins giving me the stiff arm, but he's a shun Raven anyway, so fuck him. But anyway, back to Ray Rice. So I got a picture with Ray Rice, and I had already pulled out a STV, Straight to Voicemail business card, to give him. So I took the business card, I gave it to him, and I said, hey man, if you want to tell your story, I'm willing to listen. And he took the business card, and I saw him have the business card in his hand, and then once he was sitting, he still had the business card, and I didn't see him like put it on the table, throw it to the ground. It could be anywhere at this point. I mean, it could be in the bottle service lady's breasts or her asses or anywhere. But in my heart of hearts, I think he still has it in his pocket. And when he comes down from his high and he's munching on some Doritos, he's going to pull that out and be like, man, that guy wants to hear my side of the story. So then he's going to come on straight to voicemail and we're going to pop off. So I just clearly didn't plan out a full episode, but I'm loaded. I'm going to get a little story time and tell everyone about my double celebrity sightings tonight. Joey Chestnut, remembered your name, holla, and then Ray Rice. So, and trigger warning to anyone affected by domestic abuse, we're here for you, but I just feel like we need, like, I don't know, like, the girl married him, so I feel like we need to, like, give him a shot. Not, like, I don't know, but I'd still have him on the podcast. Is that bad? Maybe I'll have a poll to, like, see if people still hate him so much, and then I'll make an apology statement if I should, like, hate him, and then I'll be back to, like, everyone's good graces. But I think that we'll be okay. But I think Ray Rice hopefully will come on the podcast. We'll hear his side of the story, get the scoop from him about the incident, how he's doing today, how he's still, like, shutting down clubs for him and for his entrances. Everything about Ray Rice I think would still be cool to hear, just because he's a public personality. Who cares if he's hated? Kyle Rittenhouse is still getting great storylines at Fox News, so why can't Ray Rice have great storylines on Straight to Voicemail? So we'll see. He's got the balls in his court. The card is hopefully in his pocket. Let's just hope he knocks it out of the park and comes over to Straight to Voicemail Nation and gives us the interview we've all been waiting for. So that's all I have. Follow us on Instagram. Tell your friends. This is literally the quickest episode ever, but I had to put something out because this was awesome. And this is a story everyone should hear. And since it's so short, everyone could listen to this. And I don't even think I use that much profanity, even though I probably offended some people by possibly supporting Ray Rice. God, I just want to hear a story. But anyway, trigger warning, apologies in advance if this offends anyone. And send that shit straight to voicemail. I love you. Go Ravens. 8-3. Justin Tucker, Big Dick 66. We love you. We like you. And anyone else out there that is a Ravens fan, go Ravens. Big day. Big week ahead. We're coming for the Steelers, and we're going to fuck them up in their own house. And then they're going to send that shit straight to voicemail. Hee-hee. All right. Have a great Monday. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks for checking in. Glad I could put out a quick little episode / life update / public service announcement. And enjoy. Blah, blah, blah. Done rambling.